The Burt Show.
Q100, The Burt Show, live from the Nokia Theater, American Idol finale week. And we've been telling you guys a lot that this week they're bringing in a whole bunch of former American Idol contestants and current contestants also and stuff like that. But what Fox will do from time to time also is they will bring in some stars from current Fox shows.
Mm-hmm.
And Brendan Hines is probably not a name you know yet, but Jen thinks this guy's going to be a big old star.
Yeah.
And she was getting her vibe on. She was getting
Jen.
Yes, she was.
I don't care, dude.
Jen loves Brendan.
I was not.
Be a big star someday,
I didn't tell him that, but I do think that he's going to be a big star. I mean, I think he's an incredible actor. He's on the show Lie to Me. He's on the cast with Tim Roth. I think he does a great job on the show, and I think he's just one of those guys that's got the swagger. He's got the ability to be like the next Bradley Cooper or the next like Jake Gyllenhaal. I think like in a couple of years, I think he's going to be go from this really cool television show to being a big time movie star. So I wanted us to make sure we, like, I was like, guys, let's pay attention. Like, this guy's going to be a big deal.
She could tell there was something different. Like, she was vibing on him. She was giving him that thing.
I was?
You were
giving
him that. Yeah. I didn't even realize
there was anything. As soon as he left, I called you out on it.
And Bert actually pointed it out as he was walking over.
Because
he's like,
twinkle.
Who's that guy? And I'm like, somebody Jen knows. He goes, I know Jen knows him.
Yeah, you were giving him the thing, man.
I'm trying to figure out what Bert's doing off the thing. Like, I wish you could see what it is. Is it like a cat claw?
Like a
I wasn't obvious about anything, was I?
I mean, we've worked with each other for so long. I know what the thing is because I've
Come
seen
on.
The thing.
Yeah. Really?
Because Bert thinks you used to give it to him.
I just want to... well, you know, I've been lucky enough to come to these Fox junkets for a little while now, and I think it was about a year and a half ago, I got to meet Cory Monteith, the guy who's the star of Glee, who's a huge star a year and a half later, hanging out with Taylor Swift, like rumored to be dating her or whatever, and when he came over to the table to sit down, he was on this new little soon-to-be-launched show that nobody had ever heard of called Glee, and I think even though everybody's heard of Lie to Me, I think that Brendan Hines is like that next actor that in a couple of years is going to be a really huge deal. I have my picture with him.
Did it get really, when the Glee guy came around, did it get really, really cold in here, the way it got really cold in here with that Brendan guy? Beep! Popped out.
Oh my God, Jeff.
So we're going to play you just
Jeff,
a couple
I don't want to think about your nips, okay?
We're only going to play a couple of minutes of the interview because at one point he was really, really funny about a local guy in Atlanta.
His best friend is part of the cast of Vampire Diaries who Wendy hangs out with from time to time because they film in Atlanta. So he gave it up on what we could say to this guy if we ever run into him in a bar to earn free drinks for life.
And this guy's name here is Brendan Hines and he's on Lie to Me.
My friend was just in Atlanta shooting The Vampire.
Yes. What's your friend's name?
David Anders.
He's on The Vampire Diaries?
Wendy knows all the Vampire Diary guys.
I don't know all of them.
What's his name?
David Anders.
Is he a good-looking single man?
He's good-looking. He's not single.
Oh. Wendy doesn't pay attention to him.
I think he came on the last five or six episodes. He's like a vampire.
He plays like the uncle, right?
There we go.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
He does know.
He's been out in Atlanta a lot.
Yeah.
You see him getting a drink on?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Over at some bars.
That's my drinking buddy, and I outsourced him to Atlanta for a while. But now we've got him back, and I've got my pool game back in shape.
Thanks for lending him to us for a little bit.
No problem.
Give Wendy some information on your friend about your buddy David, so next time she sees him out in a bar in Atlanta, something that she could approach him with that'll totally catch him off guard and completely freak him out.
Do you want it to be? Do you want it to relate some way to the show, or do you just
it
want
doesn't
to,
matter?
Okay, good. I don't know. Just go up to him and say. In fact, I'll just put this out there for the entire Atlanta metro area. Anybody sees David Anders in a bar, you just go up to him and you call him Chum Lord.
Chum Lord. Do I want to know where he got that nickname from?
Ask him.
So just slide up next to him at the bar and go, hey, can I get you a shot there, Chum Lord?
Yes.
Okay.
And he will buy you a shot.
Chum Lord.
So I'm putting that out there right now. Atlanta, David Anders, just sidle up next to him at the bar, say, hey, Chum Lord, how's it going? And you are going to get drunk for free.
That worked out well.
That worked out very well. Good talking. Thanks for stopping by.
Hey, The Burt Show.